This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. If you were listening to the show back in May, you may have heard me talk to a gentleman by the name of Boz Lansdorp. He is the man behind a mission to Mars. It's called Mars One. And the one stands for one way, because the idea is that in 2023, four humans will be launched on a seven-month mission to Mars, and they ain't coming back. They're going to have to colonize the planet for themselves and take and make everything they're going to eat, drink, wear, etc. My next guest is one of the people who wants to be one of those four. Of the 200,000 people who've applied, Kelly Girardi wants to be one of the people who goes to Mars, and she joins me now. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why? Simple question, why?
It's a fair question, too. I want to be a part of history. I have a passion for space exploration, and it would be an honor to be one of the first people to step foot on another planet in our solar system.
I read your bio this morning. You work in the space industry. What do you do?
I work for the Commercial Spaceflight Federation, which is a policy and trade organization whose members include Virgin Galactic, SpaceX, Planetary Resources, a bunch of heavy hitters in the commercial industry.
Okay, so being around these people, is that giving you the space dream?
Yeah, it's inspiring. I mean, we have some of the brightest engineers and scientists that, you know, I've ever seen working on some of the most incredible rocket technology. So it's really inspiring that for the first time in human history, we have both the technology and the knowledge to be able to go and land on another planet and answer some questions for ourselves about our background as a species and about our future as a planet.
You say we have the technology. Do we have the technology right now to go to Mars?
We do have the technology. The issue has been the technology to come back home, mm-hmm. and that is launching back off of Mars back to Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a kid, I grew up during the space race era, and I absolutely wanted to be an astronaut. You, as a 24-year-old, you've grown up in an era where going to space essentially means flying up to the International Space Station and spending several months there and then coming back. In your lifetime, we haven't gone to the moon. We haven't gone to anywhere else.
Exactly. And that's, it's unfortunate. We were at one point at the top of the world in space exploration, and I think with the commercial industry, certainly we are getting back there. That's absolutely the goal. We need to focus on future space exploration.
So what's your pitch? Because, you know, anybody who goes to a job interview, you're always going to ask, where do you see yourself in 5 or 10 years? And I know in 10 years you see yourself on the way to Mars. But what skills do you bring to this? How do you convince Boz and the other people, hey, put me on that ship so that I can go?
Absolutely. I think it's a mixture of being willing to learn. I'm in the middle of training for my pilot's license right now, so I'm working on the technical skill set to have. I think there's also a much larger psychological aspect to this mission as opposed to past missions that were, you know, really with the understanding that you're coming right back home. So I think that I bring a certain emotional fortitude to the table, as well as just the willingness to be a team player and to, you know, dedicate myself to something that I find to be as important as space exploration.
Aside from the psychological skills, do you bring anything like engineering skills or agronomic skills or any of that?
So I have a background in physics. I am, like I said, getting my pilot's license right now. I'm working towards that, and I am hoping that if I am selected to be full-time employee of Mars One, that I will be part of that team training for the next decade. I'll absolutely need to get a full overview on medical capabilities and skill sets because I don't have a background in med, but I am absolutely willing to learn everything and anything that's required of me.
I was talking to a friend about this idea yesterday, and he said, you know who I want to go to Mars with if I go? I want to go with the best engineers in the world so that when we get there, if the whole living on Mars thing doesn't work out, somebody can MacGyver some stuff together and we can get the heck out of there.
Yeah, I mean, it's understandable, but very little will be left to chance. Even before the first four settlers arrive on Mars, there will be commsats, there will be rovers. We have already technology coming out of MIT of self-assembling robots. I mean, give it 10 years and there is going to be just an incredible surge of advancement in technology. And there already are the ability to land rovers, to land commsats, all of this incredible stuff that would go ahead of settlers to make sure that there was something there for them when they arrived.
It's definitely inspirational every time we see the people from JPL put something on Mars when the rovers are moving around up there. There's always
incredible.
It's a great spike of interest whenever we do something like that. And I'm sure there would be the same for this. Of course, there's always the will they die component that, you know, Americans love that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's risk associated with any new enterprise.
Yep.
That's nothing new to you know, the human race. The same thing when you had the New World, and, you know, it was a colonization mission back then, too. And, you know, right now, our New World, as stands in the 21st century, is other planets and space. So it's really an exciting time.
What do your family and friends, and particularly your boyfriend, say about this?
Yeah, I mean, understandably, they have their concerns. I think my parents are just sort of stepping back and taking it one day at a time and seeing where it goes. With my boyfriend, I mean, we live together. I definitely still want to get married. I also want to go to Mars. So we're playing it by ear and we're taking it one day at a time and seeing, you know, whether or not I'm selected and how far that I would go in the training process. And we're just playing it by ear.
But you're not applying as a couple. He doesn't want to go.
No, he's claustrophobic, so this is really not the mission for him.
Well, you know, he only has to worry about the claustrophobia for 7 months. After that, it's going to be all outside. Well, no, actually, it won't. It'll all be inside,
yeah.
Won't it?
No, it's and, you know, understandably, this is not, you know, something that I would ever try to convince anyone else to be a part of. I mean, either you have that sort of innate passion for space exploration, or it's just simply not your thing, and that's okay, too.
Tell me about what you understand to be the science of what happens when you get to Mars. You talk about all this robotics being there to help you build it, but what happens after month one, after month two, after month three, assuming you can get there and last that long? What is life going to be like?
Yeah, so I mean, I believe the first initial plans are maintenance of, you know, the posts and the outposts that have already been created, like I said, by those cargo units that will have been basically sent ahead. And then every couple of years, they aim to bring new settlers. So in the very beginning, it's going to be a maintenance. It's going to be, you know, really ironing out all of the logistics of, you know, connecting these living units, transporting the water, the air, the electricity, the life system support systems, you know, rover feeds in the Martian soil, keeping the commsats connected back to Earth, water extraction, you know, all of these things that are necessary for sustainability and just keeping things up and going so that as new crews come with new skill sets and new resupply missions, that we can see some substantial progress.
You mentioned seeds in the Martian soil. Do we know that the Martian soil can actually grow food?
No. We have basically inflatable. So what would happen is a new technology basically of food growing and crops. And we have companies right now in the private sector that are working on ways to, you know, in hydroponics, really incredible surges of progress where we can infuse vegetables and produce with essential minerals and, you know, other things required for survival. So we can really expect to farm some superfood in microgravity environments. So, I mean, there's an incredible amount of progress being made in all of those sectors.
I mentioned my friend joking around that he would want to have the world's best engineers just in case. Who do you want to have with you?
Who do I want to have with me? Yeah, absolutely. I it's a fair question. I think I need people with me that have a sort of unshakable confidence in the people behind the mission, in the technology behind the mission, in the goal of the mission. I mean, the last thing you want is to get there and have someone having, you know, doubts about, you know, everything that you've risked your life for.
Yeah, you also don't want to be there with some jerk. I would hope that they would let you live together with these people for a little while on Earth before
Like I said, there's going to be very little left to chance with a mission as historic and as expensive and as meaningful as this. So there is going to be extensive psychological profiling. During the training, there will be, you know, hostile environment simulations for months at a time with other people that will be comprising those crews. So I think very little will be left to chance in the realm of, you know, personalities not meshing or, you know, incompatible.
Because this would be a permanent version of Big Brother.
Yeah, more or less, although it takes 30 minutes for even a phone call to hit a satellite to get back to Earth to have any communication with Houston. So it would definitely not be real time.
Yeah, good luck getting along with everybody else there, and good luck with getting onto the mission in the first place. When will Boz announce who goes?
Thanks for your support, and he will be announcing with Mars One, I believe, right after December of this year. They should be making the next announcements before the new year of, you know, who's moving on to the next round of interviews and medical examinations.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and I hope that if you do get into the next step, we can talk again as this mission goes forward over the next decade.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on. Thanks for your support, and we'll keep in touch.
Kelly Girardi here with Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.